Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
Another big sack full, Miss Message.
You're right. I've lost count. Here, you take a stack, and I'll take a stack.
You take a stack, and I'll... It sounds like a cheerleader chant, Miss Message. Anyway, let's see what's here, because we've got a lot of them.
Okay.
Look at this one. I have one from Mary Alton, I believe her name is. Dear Santa, my name is Mary, and I am 6 years old, and I have been a good girl. I want a drinking wet babe in her rocker and a real live horse. My sister Gertrude is 4 years old. Gertrude has been good, and she wants a clown beanbag and a dressy Bessie. Love, Mary and Gertrude Alton. A nice letter to Santa, Miss Message.
This one looks like Eugene Washington wrote it all by himself.
Sure did. A nice job, too.
Anyway, Eugene writes, Dear Santa Claus, I would like to have some clothes, a guitar, a new hat and tie, and a water gun. Please have a very Merry Christmas. Love, Eugene Washington.
That's a very nice collection of things Eugene wants. Speaking of collections of things, Bessie Dodson of Madison wrote, and she gave Santa a real shopping list to work from. That means Santa Claus can just sort of check off the things he's gotten, take care of Bessie's needs. She wants doll babies, playback organ, Mickey Mouse book, deluxe Noah's Ark playset, a clown punch bag, green frog toy chest. She wants toy groceries, dishes, housekeeping outfit, kitchen set, nursery set, and a baby soft love, and three Barbies, and a boy Barbie, and clothes, and a hungry, hungry hippo set, and a comb set. Bessie Dodson says, I have been a very good girl, except for a few times. Santa, I will leave you some cake and cookies and milk. Love, Bessie Dodson of Madison.
This one is from 10-year-old Randy Wilson. Dear Santa, my name is Randy Wilson. I'm 10 years old and in the fourth grade at school. I've tried to be a good boy this year. I would like Santa to bring me a guitar, some clothes, a bulldozer, and some candy, oranges, and nuts. Love, Randy Wilson. P.S. Santa, I will leave you a piece of cake and a Coke on the table for you.
If Santa had time, and I think he probably does, to snack up all those goodies, he is going to be just getting fatter and fatter. But he's a miracle worker. He comes down the chimney anyway. Eddie Kirkley has written to Santa Claus. Dear Santa Claus, writes Eddie Kirkley, would like some clothes, a pair of shoes, a coat, and for my family to have a very Merry Christmas. I forgot to add on some socks. Thank you. Love, Eddie Kirkley.
My letter goes, Dear Santa Claus, 1978. This year for Christmas, please bring me a Max Machine, Tobor the Telesonic Robot,
goodness,
and it looks like Johnny Collins likes Battlestar Galactica because he adds a Cylon Raider spaceship and a Battlestar Galactica activity book and anything else you want to leave. Thank you for all the presents that you gave last year. P.S. There'll be some cookies and hot chocolate on the table. Love, Johnny Collins.
Well, Johnny is a far-out person there, way out of space.
Right. Oh, Mr. Postmaster, yesterday, as you remember, we read a note about the big parade in Orange tomorrow.
Oh, so we did. And as I recall, the last bit was torn off, so we didn't know what time it started. But I've done some research, Miss Message, and we do now. The parade forms at 5:30 and starts at 6:30.
Well, it sounds like a winner.
Speaking of winners, we ought to turn around and get some of these stories, don't you think?
Right.
All right. I've got one, and you've got one. Wait. I'll do mine first. It's Ann Mailing's story, and Ann is in the 8th grade at Prospect Heights Middle School, and she writes, The First Christmas, or The Lonely Little Girl. And this is kind of a sad little story, but has a nice ending, this message. There was this little girl named Regina Pacer, and she was blind. She'd been born handicapped. She was very sad, especially since Christmas was coming, because she couldn't see Santa Claus. Everybody would tell her what he looked like, but she could only imagine what he looked like. So she just sat in her room, crying and wishing, and crying and hoping that she would see Santa this year. Her parents would try to get her to go see Santa at the nearby department store, but that didn't help. She didn't want to hear Santa without seeing him. Whenever somebody asked her what she wanted for Christmas, she would always ask for one thing, her eyesight. It was Christmas Eve. Everybody was in bed. Regina lay in her bed, listening and crying. She knew that she would miss something exciting again, as she did every year. The jingling of sleigh bells aroused Regina's attention. It was Santa. She got out of bed and got on her knees. "Dear God, I know I shouldn't be asking you to help me, but it really means a lot to me, and I won't ever ask anything from you again. I want to see Santa just this once. Would you help me? Thank you, God." She went down the steps and was standing there. Suddenly she saw an image. He was dressed in red. It was kind of chubby. He had a white beard and a jolly red nose. This was Santa. He put the presents beneath the tree. He then climbed up through the chimney and was gone. Deep inside her heart, filled with happiness, she walked upstairs and knelt down by her bed. "Thank you, God, for giving me the best Christmas ever." A story by Anne Mailing in the 8th grade at Prospect Heights, The First Christmas or the Lonely Little Girl.
This story is by a 6th grader at Prospect, Nancy Broadwater. Nancy's story is The Christmas Spirit. In a castle, on the tip end of the North Pole, is where a nice, chubby, cheerful man lives. His name is Santa Claus. Everyone is cheerful, all but one of the elves, Trix. He didn't know what it was. He just couldn't get the Christmas spirit. He would ignore his work and just mope around, feeling awful. One of the elves, his name was Rhyme, said, "Trix, go down into town and see what trouble is making you blue." So he went into town, and what he saw was a sad little boy, all alone. Trix didn't like that, so he went back to the North Pole and made him a toy. He went back to town and found the boy and what the Christmas spirit was. So now every Christmas he feels extra special because he remembers the boy and the Christmas spirit.
And who's the author of that?
Nancy Broadwater.
What grade?
6th grade.
At Prospect Heights. Well, that's a very nice story, Nancy. And I guess that'll be that for now. So let's pack things up for Sam, the courier elf.
Okay.
Get all those letters, especially that one from Eugene, Washington.
Okay.
Get that one tucked in.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, it really was.
And I guess it's good night, Mr. Postmaster.
Well, I guess it is, Miss Message. Good night, and we'll see you tomorrow.
So long. We'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.